It's still, I think, 1935, eh? The years before we were born. That is sin. Eternity, no time, always, that instant, that present moment. So we live same time with Faustina, as if Jesus is talking to us. Jesus talked to her, through her. Jesus wanted her to write down all these things so that we can know whatever is happening. We may ask why Jesus didn't talk to you personally. I can ask also the same. Why Jesus talked to Faustina, not to me? But, you know, Jesus through the church, through St. Peter, St. Paul, talked to us. So, you have to be humble, right? There's another prayer. Oh my God, I'm conscious of my mission in the Holy Church. It is my constant endeavor to plead for mercy for the world. I unite myself closely with Jesus and stand before him as an atoning sacrifice on behalf of the world. God may refuse me nothing when I entreat him with the voice of his Son. My sacrifice is nothing in itself, but when I join it to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, it becomes all-powerful and has the power to appease divine wrath. God loves us in his Son. The painful passion of the Son of God constantly turns aside the wrath of God. So you have to take all the, always, whatever you have suffering, put it together with that of Jesus and offer. Oh God, how I desire that souls come to know you and to see that you have created them because of your unfathomable love. Oh my Creator and Lord, I feel that I'm going to remove the veil of heaven so that earth will not doubt your goodness. So still the world doesn't know God at all. Worse, because the material goods so good that nobody thinks of God. Make of me, Jesus, a pure and agreeable offering before the face of your Father. Jesus, transform me, miserable and sinful as I am, into your own self. For you can do all things. Close bracket. And give me to your eternal Father. I want to become a sacrificial host before you, but an ordinary wafer to people. So she won't become another piece of white bread, consecrated and for the people, simple one. I want the frequency of my sacrifice to be known to you alone, not to show off. O eternal God, an unquenchable fire of supplication for your mercy burns within me. I know and understand that this is my task, here and eternity. So until today. You yourself have told me to speak about this great mercy and about your goodness. On a certain occasion, I understood how very displeased God is with an act, however commendable, that does not bear the stamp of a pure intention. Such deeds incite God to punishment rather than to reward. May such deeds as be as few as possible in our lives. Indeed, in religious life, there should be none at all. That means if he's doing things for the glory of God, that's no good. Worse, even in religious life. I accept joy for or sufferings, praise or humiliation with the same disposition. We enjoy people's praising us, but we didn't like criticism from people. But for her, the same. Just the same. I remember that one and the other are passing. What does it matter to me what people say about me? I've long ago given up everything concerning my person. My name is Host. Or sacrifice, not in words, but in deeds. in the emptying of myself and becoming like you on the cross, O good Jesus, my Master. Jesus, when you come to me in Holy Communion, you who together with the Father and the Holy Spirit have deigned to dwell in the little heaven of my heart, I try to keep you company throughout the day. I do not leave you alone for even a moment. Although I am in the company of other people, or with our words, our heart is always united in Him. When I sleep, I offer Him every bit of my heart. When I awaken, I immerse myself in Him without saying a word. When I awaken, I adore the Holy Trinity for a short while and thank God for having deigned to give me yet another day, that the mystery of the incarnation of His Son may once more be repeated to me, in me, and that once again His sorrowful passion may unfold before my eyes. I then try to make it easier for Jesus to pass through me to other souls. I go everywhere with Jesus. His presence accompanies me everywhere. So you too, especially you work in a pagan environment. It's today the feast, huh? That you, through you, Christ go to the families. In suffering as soul or body, I try to keep silence, for then my spirit gains the strength that flows from the passion of Christ. I have ever before my eyes His sorrowful face, abused and disfigured, His divine heart pierced by our sins, and especially by the ingratitude of chosen souls. This is so very much for those people, those who offer themselves as religious or as priests. It's worse when we do something wrong. Twice I was exhorted to make myself ready for sufferings awaiting me in Warsaw. The first warning was given in theory by voice I heard, and the second took place during Holy Mass. Before the elevation, I saw the Lord Jesus on the cross, and He said to me, "Prepare yourselves for suffering." I thanked the Lord for the grace of this warning and said to Him, "I'm certainly not going to suffer more than you, my Savior." However, I took this to heart and kept strengthening myself through prayer and little sufferings so that I would be able to endure it when the greater ones come. Always ready to suffer. And we always deny. October 19, 1935. Trip from Vilnius to Krakow for an 8-day retreat. Always retreat. On Friday evening, during the rosary, when I was thinking about tomorrow's journey and about the importance of the matter which I was to present to Father Andres, fear seized me at the sight of my mystery and incapability and of the greatness of God's work. Crushed by this suffering, I submitted myself to the will of God. At this moment, I saw Jesus in a bright garment near my Lila. He said, "Why are you afraid to do my will? Will I not tempt you as I have done thus far? Repeat every one of my demands to those who represent me on earth, but do only what they tell you to do." At that, a certain strength entered my soul. The next morning, I saw my guardian angel accompanied me through the journey as far as Warsaw. He disappeared when we entered the convent gate. Just as we were passing the little chapel on the way to greet the superiors, God's presence took hold of me, and the Lord filled me with the fire of His love. At such moments, I always have a better understanding of the greatness of His Majesty. When we took our seats on the train from Warsaw to Krakow, I once again saw my guardian angel at my side. He was absorbed in prayer and contemplating God, and I followed him with my thoughts. When we arrived at the common entrance, he disappeared. How nice to have this guardian angel. We don't see, but sitting by your side, no? Do you believe? Huh? But you always feel you're alone. You cried. It's a loneliness. But he's there, but you don't see. There's a problem. Sometimes tell him, why don't can't you let us see something? Have more faith, like this little faith. Yeah, I say this already, little faith. When I entered the chapel, once again the majesty of God overwhelmed me. I felt that I was immersed in God, totally immersed in Him, and penetrated by Him, being aware of how much the Heavenly Father loves us. Oh, how great happiness filled my heart from knowing God and the divine life. It is my desire to share this happiness with all people. I cannot keep this happiness locked in my own heart alone, for his flames burn me and cause my bosom and my entrails to burst asunder. I desire to go throughout the whole world and speak to souls about the great mercy of God. Please, sir, help me in this. Use the strongest words to proclaim his mercy, for every word falls short of how merciful he really is. 8-day retreat. Eternal God, goodness itself, whose mercy is incomprehensible to every intellect, whether human or angelic, help your feeble child to do your holy will as you make it known to me. I desire nothing but to fulfill God's desires. Lord, here am I. Lord, here are my soul and my body, my mind and my will, my heart and my all, my soul, my love. Rule me according to your eternal plans. Completely. At Jesus' will. After Holy Communion, my soul was again flooded with God's love. I rejoiced in his greatness. Here I see distinctly his will, which I am to carry out. At the same time, my own weakness and misery. I see how I can do nothing without his help. So, at times, feel the joy and warmth. At the same time, it's kind of pain, interior pain. Second day of retreat. When I was about to go to the parlor to see Father Andres, I felt frightened because the secret is binding only in the confessional. This was a groundless fear. One word from Mother Superior set me at ease about it. Meanwhile, when I entered the chapel, I heard these words in my soul. I want you to be open and simple as a child with my present representative, just as you are with me. Otherwise, I will leave you and we will not commune with you. The same. When she meet Jesus or meet the confessor, she have to put on everything, barrier, just the same. Simple. Truly, God gave me the great grace of complete confidence. And after the conversation, God granted me the grace of deep peace and light concerning these matters. Jesus, eternal light, enlightened my mind, strengthened my will, inflame my heart, and be with me as you have promised, for without you I am nothing. You know, Jesus, how weak I am. I do not need to tell you this, for you yourself know perfectly well how wretched I am. It is in you that all my strength lies. Confession Day. From early morning, the turmoil in my soul was more violent than anything I had ever experienced before. Complete abandonment by God, I felt the utter weakness that I was. Thoughts bore in upon me. Why should I live this common when I am loved by the sisters and superiors, where life is so tranquil, where I am bound by perpetual vow and carry out my duties without difficulty? Why should I listen to the voice of my conscience? Why follow an inspiration coming from who knows where? Wouldn't it be better to carry out like all the other sisters? Perhaps the Lord's words could be stifled, not taking heed of. Maybe God will not demand an account of them on the day of judgment. Where will this inner voice lead me? If I know it, what tremendous difficulties, tribulations, and adversities are stored for me. I fear the future, and I'm agonizing in the present. She's still thinking to start a new congregation, so she's afraid. So still is discerning what should be. She got the inner voice of Jesus asked her to start a new congregation outside. So she it's a kind of arguing, maybe stay more stable in the convent than going out to start a new one. This suffering continues with the same intensity throughout the whole day. When in evening my turn came for confession, I could not make a full confession, even though I had been preparing for a long time. I received the absolution and left, not knowing what was going on within me. When I went to bed, the sufferings grew even worse, or rather, it changed into a fire which penetrated all the faculties of my soul, like lightning, piercing me to the marrow and to the most secret recess of my heart. In the midst of this suffering, I was unable to bring myself to do anything. Your will be done, Lord. At times, I could not even think these words. Truly, a deadly fear had taken hold of me, and the flames of hell were touching me. Toward morning, silence set in, and my tribulations disappeared in the twinkling of an eye, but I felt so frightened, exhausted, that I could not even move. During my conversation with Mother Superior, my strength returned bit by bit, but God alone knows how I felt throughout the whole day. The fear about the hell, is a kind of purification of a soul at times. Oh, eternal truth, word incarnate, who most faithfully fulfilled your Father's will, today I'm becoming a martyr of your inspirations. Since I cannot carry them out because I have no will of my own, though interiorly I see your will clearly, I submit in everything to the will of my superiors and my confessor. I will follow your will insofar as you will permit me to do so through your representative. Oh, my Jesus, it cannot be helped, but I give priority to the voice of the church over the voice with which you speak to me. So her inner voice, the voice of church, the confessor. So she's humbling herself. I prefer to choose the voice of the church. So much better if Martin Luther heard about these words, choose the church than his voice. I think Martin Luther also doing according to his conscience, He doesn't want to leave the church, but he kind of, without much humility in that creator and also the cardinal, by that time, having such a patience with him. And so that's why the relationship cut off. It's humanity, fragility. After Holy Communion, I saw Jesus in the usual way, and he spoke these words to me. Lay your head on my shoulder. Rest and regain your strength. I'm always with you. Tell the friend of my heart that I use such feeble creatures to carry out my work. After a while, my spirit was strengthened with great power. Tell him that I had let him see your weakness during your confession to show him what you are of yourself. Jesus, through her,
to the confessor.
Each battle valiantly fought brings me joy, peace, light, experience, and courage for the future, honor and glory to God. In the end, for me, a reward. Today is the Feast of Christ the King, October 27, 1935. During Holy Mass, I prayed fervently that Jesus may become King of all hearts and that divine grace may shine in every soul. Then I saw Jesus as he is depicted in the main image. That's the same image. And he said to me, "My daughter, you give me the greatest glory by faithfully fulfilling my desires. Oh, how great is your beauty, Jesus, my spouse, living flower, enclosing life-giving dew for a thirsting soul. My soul is drowned in you. You alone are the object of my desires and strivings. Unite me as close as possible to yourself, to the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Let me live and die in you." So let these words conclude our meditation. The last words: "Unite me as closely as possible to yourself, to Jesus, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit. Let me live and die in you. Totally, let our life be that today." In a special way, you know. Just this day by day, but at least this day, today, live it, everything in his hand.